Did you ever have to go to a restaurant, you're having a lovely time, then you or somebody in your party does something that requires you to apologize to the staff there?
I've got friends like that, man, sometimes. You know, back in the day anyways, a couple of them would get a little bit wild, you know? So, what are you going to do?
All right, 1-800-330-9999. My case, it's never anybody getting wild with my group. It's okay. Always the kids doing something. Always, without fail. And last weekend, it happened again. We were out to dinner. It was me. My cousin is one of my very best friends. All her kids. She's got four kids and my kids. And we're seen when we go out because we're a party of 10, which is two families.
Mm-hmm. And you're not quiet.
No, not really. I mean, the kids age and range from 3 to 13. So, like, it's a rowdy group for the most part. But everyone behaves themselves. But the little one, like, when you order a cup of milk for a 3-year-old, don't you think that you should max it out at 8 to 12 ounces?
Mm.
They brought this giant cup of milk. The thing had to be, like, it was like a water bottle, 24 ounces of chocolate milk.
Okay.
And you can see the chocolate dripping. And it's whole milk. And first thing I say is, that's not good. Don't drink it all. But it doesn't matter, because the minute you tell a child, don't drink it all, what are they going to do?
Yeah, don't do something. They're going to do that. They're going to go headlong into it. Okay. Sure.
Yeah, so as he's consuming this 1,400 calories of chocolate milk, all of a sudden his dinner comes. And sure enough, what happens? He gets sick.
Oh, gosh.
He gets sick. In his tray of mini cheeseburgers.
Oh, now you ruined it for all of us.
Well, you know, you would think so. It didn't stop me from eating my hot chicken sandwich.
Oh, my gosh.
No,
as a mom, you have a stomach of a goat.
I'm like, all right, wait 1 second. Hold on. Let me just have two more bites, and I'm going to help you out.
You have a billy goat stomach. That's appalling to me, but okay.
That's what happens when you have kids.
Oh, God.
And then, like, of course, the owner comes over and they're like, is everything okay? Because now we're, like, causing a scene.
Yeah, the kid's
child
crying.
Is retching in the middle of a restaurant.
Right.
And I'm just shoving a chicken sandwich down my throat. Like, none of it is happening.
Right, you got one half of the chicken sandwich hanging out of your mouth while you try to clean up around the kid. That's great.
Second time this has happened in the past year. Is that even worse part? And, of course, we had to apologize. Oh, we're sorry. Yeah. No, he's fine. It's not COVID. It's fine. It's just he drank the 13 gallons of whole milk you brought here. But did you ever have to apologize at a restaurant? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
Oh, my gosh. I do this thing all the time. I don't know what my brain is doing, but when I look at the menu, I order the wrong thing all the time. I don't get what I actually want. So when the dish comes, I have to send it back. So I have to always apologize. I have no idea why I do this. It's like brain fart.
Yeah. Well, you order the wrong thing. It's a different problem. Like, it's one thing if you order something and they bring you the wrong thing, or there's a mistake, or it's undercooked, overcooked, not right. It's another thing when you made the mistake in the first place.
Yeah, I'm charging
right.
You. If that happens twice in my restaurant, the second time that happens in my restaurant, we're not cool anymore. Like, I'm telling you right now.
I know.
Like, I'm going to be like, oh, well, that's too bad that you did that. You're going to have to take it home for leftovers, and we're going to charge you. But I'm happy to make you something else. I mean, we don't just throw food out over here for any time that you, because you can't pay attention. You're too busy, whatever it is you're in your conversation or whatever.
I have sometimes
it,
restaurants,
yeah.
They get so fancy on the menu, and like they, you know, they put it like the name of the dish in a different language, and you're just like scanning and you don't even know what you're ordering.
That's
you're
it, though. You're living with it. You're living
Yes.
In my restaurant, you're living with it. I'm telling you right now.
Oh, man.
I totally can't multitask. I think it's the company that I'm with. I can't focus on the menu. I'm talking, and I hear what they want, and then I just mix it up.
Oh, so. Well, that's cool. I'll just bill them.
I need to
that's
eat alone.
That's fine by me.
Usually when someone's apologizing at a restaurant, it's a server because your order took too long or there was a mistake. But every once in a while, you do something dumb, and it requires you to apologize. When did you have to apologize at a restaurant? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
I had this gift card that I wanted to use for my meal, and they kept coming back to me and saying, this gift card's already been redeemed, and I was insistent, like, no, I know that it's not. So we went back and forth. I think finally they just were, like, so frustrated. They gave in, said, okay, fine, you're all set. And I got home. I realized that I had used the gift card. Like, that was totally on me. And I felt horrible. So I immediately called them and I apologized. They probably never want to see me again, but they were very nice about it at the time.
I wonder if that happens a lot, where people say that gift cards hadn't been used, but they're showing zero back. Like, I wonder. I'm always worried that I'm going to take a card somewhere and then it wasn't activated and that they're going to tell me there's no money on it. And then I have to tell the person who gave it to me that there was no money on it. I mean, it's never happened, but it's one of those weird fears that I have every time I use a gift card for the first time.
That is strange.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What made you apologize at a restaurant?
So I always have to apologize for my husband. He is that guy who always orders something, does like 17 modifications on his order. He's never happy when they bring it to him and sends it back.
My husband is the one that's never ready. That he's been looking at that menu for doesn't matter how long, and he still has no idea what to order. And he will always ask the server what they recommend and never once order it. I don't even know. I think he does it just to buy himself more time. Yeah, it's a stall tactic, you know?
That's crafty.
Yeah.
But I hate the person who's never ready. Seriously, people are always like, well, we just sat down. Let's talk a little bit. No. We'll talk when we eat. We'll talk while we have the meal, while we have drinks, you know? At least get your drink and your appetizer order ready to go. At least. Come on.
So much stalling.
You guys go first.
You go, yeah.
By the time it comes to me,
we all went. We went. We all went.
Right.
You're the last one. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What made you apologize at a restaurant?
Well, I got up and left with my kids and forgot to pay the check, and I didn't even realize until I got home, so I had to go back the next day, apologize, and actually tip and pay the person.
Oh, wow.
You tried to dine and dash.
Yeah.
I know what you did. Yeah.
Have you ever dined
and
dashed?
Right, yeah, secretly.
No, I've never been that guy.
Me
neither. No, never. I can't even imagine.
No,
we've had people do it at the restaurant.
I'm too good of a tipper.
I feel like for me, if I were to dine and dash, I'd be like, here's your tip. I just don't want to pay the restaurant. Like, I could never leave a waiter hanging, but I feel like I could leave, a big corporation hanging, Cheesecake Factory.
What?
That sounded, awfully...
specific.
All of a sudden, you get very specific. Right. So it sounds like, maybe it might have happened questionably one time.
It didn't.
I don't even want the meal comped, if it was terrible, because if they offer that, first sentence, then I'm like, you think I'm just going for the money. Like, what I wanted was, the thing that I asked for, that don't make me feel like the jerk by you offering to refund it.
My parents own restaurants. We've had to call the police, a bunch of times and give them, video footage of people that dine and dash. And you think it's young people. It's not. A lot of times, it's older, normal-looking people that do it. And you wonder, did they just forget, or are they just expert scammers at doing things like this?
That's their disguise.